freedom. I'm sorry if that offended your ear. I'm so sorry. But hey, I'm on a buzz right now. And this buzz cannot go down. So, hi readers. Welcome to the Something Bookish Podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your bookish bestie. Mwah. Hi, and welcome again to the Something Bookish Podcast, even though I have already said welcome to the Something Bookish Podcast. You might be thinking you are in the twilight zone right now, but you are not. Okay, I'm about to introduce myself one more time. Okay, I've already introduced myself. Well, this is the podcast where I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews to musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. I mean, if you're not new to this podcast, you already know we have fire guests. Whether it's authors or a fellow reader, you know, because that's just how we do. So think of this space as a virtual lounge, okay? I need you to picture it. It's a lounge. It's very, there's like shades of gray. God forbid. No, it's not shades of gray. It's shades of brown. And you have very plush, comfortable couches. And there are rows and rows and rows of bookshelves. And you have like a bar area for the most expensive alcohol money can buy. And the cheapest you can find also. Because we cater to all tastes in this household. Okay, not the household, the lounge. It's a lounge that is also a household. I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah, this is a virtual lounge for bookish people. Are not all about that, you know, intellectual bookish vibe. They're just trying to have a good time, and you're just trying to find books that you would read and enjoy and learn something new and travel. Yeah, most especially we are traveling through books. Okay, so yeah, that's what the Something Bookish Podcast is all about. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this is not your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? I'm sorry. I'm on such a buzz right now. Like, nothing can break me down. So, readers, this is the 50th episode of the Something Bookish Podcast. That was me trying to do celebratory noises, because that's what I have on my script. It says celebration noise. So I decided to go with again. No, I'm not going to say sorry again, because this is what you signed up for when you decided to press play on the Something Bookish Podcast. What you hear is what you get. So yeah, this is the 50th episode of the Something Bookish Podcast. It's been 3 years since I launched this podcast. Yeah, 3 years. Oh my God. I started pandemic year. That was when this podcast actually started. It was the pandemic year. And I've released 50 episodes, including this one that you're listening to, since that time. So, yeah, it's... Wait, though. Is it 3 years? Okay, yes. May 5th. Is the official birthday, but you know, I mean, it's, I'm recording this close to that day already, so yeah, we're officially 3 years old, technically. Okay, not officially, but we're 3 years old, almost three. What am I even saying? Oh my God. Anywho, what I am trying to say is the past 3 years have been incredibly and absolutely eye-opening, if I can. Yeah, it has been eye-opening, and there's so much I didn't know or expect from this process of starting a podcast My biggest concern, I think, was... let me see. My biggest issue with starting the podcast was my voice. I don't like my voice. Still don't. And having... I felt like I wouldn't have anything useful to share, per se. Hence the introduction of alcohol, you know, to fake the courage. I wanted to fake it till I made it. So I decided to use alcohol as my push, as my generator, if you will. It gave me ginger. So I was very surprised when I started hearing feedback that you liked my voice and that I was a natural. And that I actually make a lot of sense. I don't know if I agree with all of that, but it helped stop the chaos in my brain, sort of, and allowed me move forward. And that's why today I'm sharing some of the growing pains that I experienced since adding podcast host to my resume. Yeah, I actually added it to my resume. And some people have tried to take advantage of that. I'm like, oh, well, you host a podcast. We should start one in the office. Well, bitch, I think the fuck not. Because that's a different service. You didn't hire me for that. So if you want me to start running a podcast in this damn office, where is the money? Okay? Yeah, but since I started the podcast, there are some things that I have learned. And because it's a 3-year anniversary, I've decided to break it down into 3 lessons I have learned since starting a podcast. Yeah? So yeah, that's what we're doing on this episode today. It's a very chill episode. I'm guessing you're busy right now and you have a lot of chores, or you're in a run, or you're in the office. Ugh, God, office. God, work is just so bleh. But I'm hoping this episode is going to cheer you up and put a smile on your face. And if you're thinking of starting a podcast, or you know anyone who is thinking of starting a podcast, you should probably get ready to... Wait, get ready to what? You've not even listened to the episode, so you don't even know if what I want to say is useful. But before we go ahead, I think I should let you know that you should get ready to send this to someone who might be in need of inspiration or ginger to start their own podcast, if that makes sense. Okay? All right. So what? I don't even know. I always get into teacher mode anytime I'm giving tips or lessons or doing like a tutorial. I have no idea why. Maybe it's the microphone in my hand. I just feel like I'm about to preach and I'm getting into the zone. Okay? All right. First off, I don't want you to linger. First off, this is one thing to remember, and I struggled a little bit in the beginning, but eventually I found my footing. Yeah? So make content for yourself. And I think it's also important to anyone who is trying to start something creatively, whether it's a film or it's a book that you're writing, or you want to start a newsletter, or you want to start a social media page for something, or you want to start a product. It's important to remember to make content for yourself, okay? That's from my own experiences of starting this podcast. I think it's wise to make and release content you feel good about and that you can take pride in. If it doesn't meet the standards you've set for yourself and your brand or the content that you're sharing, consider maybe reworking it or releasing a better version. So here's my mental guide. This is how I think about it. It does not have to be perfect, but it should be something you would personally want to listen to, even if it's not your show. Yeah? That's how I think about it. So there are episodes I've had that were just so bad. And I was like, there's no way I can put this out, because if I heard it somewhere, I would troll and bash that person from morning to night. So when I'm putting something out, I've listened to it and I'm like, okay, I mean, this is not bad. I get what you're saying and I feel you. I like your vibe. So I am my own target audience anytime I'm putting stuff out. Like, for instance, I have many platforms I use to talk about books. I have Twitter, I have Instagram, I have the podcast, I have the newsletter. I've tried YouTube, but I don't know. I couldn't stand staring at my face for more than 2 seconds. So that one is on the hold for whenever. But I am my target audience. Anything I put out, any post I put out into the universe, I mean the person liked it first. I am always the first like for anything I put out. And that's how I get confidence from putting stuff out. And not every episode is going to be a home run. I mean, but if you feel like it compromises on the quality, I think you should just do another one. It's never that deep, okay? It's never that deep. There'll be days you'll not be able to use every recording, but they can still serve as a learning experience about what to improve on, whether it's sound quality or your delivery or your script or the topic. It might be helpful to keep the recordings you don't use in case there's an idea there that you can use later on, or an example of what didn't work, you know? Okay, so yeah, that's the first one. Make content for yourself. This is very key, because doing something over and over and over again, if you don't like it, I don't know, man, you're going to be burnt out pretty fast. And that's why a lot of us get burnt out at work, because it's not really what we want to do. We're just trying to pay the bills. So at least if it's something you're doing creatively on the side, be happy with it, first of all. Like, you have to be happy with what you're putting out. That's the only way you can keep producing stuff and pushing yourself further. Got it? Okay. Now, the second lesson I learned, which is very ironic, consistency, my dear, consistency. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll be like, you might be rolling your eyes like, I mean, have you been consistent? I mean, life happens. But I also have something else to drop in that. Consistency is key. And if you can't be consistent, be transparent with your audience. Like, let them know shit. It's one of two things. Now, how can you stay consistent? First of all, planning out several months of content in advance is the ideal. I mean, it really is. It's an ideal. Even if it's not like the full content you're going to post, at least a skeleton. Just have a framework of what you would like to do. So you can start by listing upcoming episode topics. Then for each one, you know, as days go by, you can add key points you plan to cover or potential guests you want to have. And then you can now set a realistic publishing schedule. Some of you people, some people don't understand that realistic part. You have to be realistic with yourself. Whether it's once a week you want to be posting every episode, or every other week, or once a month, or less frequently than that. If you realize you need to adjust your publishing frequency, keep your listeners informed so that they know when they can expect new episodes. It gives something to look forward to, because you're not just dropping stuff. Once you start creating content, you are automatically starting to build a community, and either you fuck up that opportunity, or you have the best new friends in the whole world. So you have to be consistent. You need to communicate. All those, you know how people, when they're in a relationship, like, oh, I don't have to talk to my partner every day. You lie. You are a bloody liar. It's not hard to communicate. You can tell your partner in the morning, oh, I'm gonna be busy today, I will call you when I have a moment. And that's when you have them, it could be later at night. But you cannot say that you forgot to not talk to your partner in 24 hours. What exactly are you people partnering for? What are we doing here? Okay? So right now, you and your audience are in a partnership. They've willingly entered a partnership to consume the content you have. So it's considerate of you as the creator to be consistent or to communicate properly when you cannot drop episodes or things that you're supposed to drop, okay? Not every episode is going to be, well, Hall of Fame worthy. It's about growing, you know, providing content that delights your listener and building something that makes you proud. Your show will take shape, evolve, and improve over time. So just release your episodes, even if they are not perfect. Then plan and record episodes in advance instead of one at a time. You know, things like that help to maintain consistency. I am saying this not just to you, but to myself. Hopefully, I will take my own advice because I have learned this lesson over and over again. But for some reason, coconut head and life will just not allow me to be great. Okay? So now the final advice, not advice, but the final lesson is... This one is funny. You might not be expecting it, but you'd be shocked at the amount of times this kind of thing can happen. Do not forget to hit the record button. See, this thing is small, but it's actually a big thing. Do not forget to hit record. I have done a full episode where I had lots and lots of shots of alcohol in my head. That episode was fire. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for everybody to listen to this. Just for me to get to the end of the episode and realize I did not press record. So I was talking to myself. I was so depressed after that episode that I didn't drop new episodes for like a month because I could not believe how stupid I was to not press record. Yeah, so learn from me. Okay, these are my three lessons I have to share with you since I started this podcast. Make content for yourself. Try as much as possible to be consistent. And to be consistent, you need to communicate. And finally, do not forget to hit the record button or you risk losing all your hard work. Okay? All right. So I asked my listeners on Instagram to ask me questions that they would like me to answer on this episode, and now I would give answers to the questions. I would also say their names, except those that already told me that they wanted to be anonymous. Readers, if you love the content I create and want to support me, you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter. The link in my bio would lead you to the payment page. Now, it only accepts payment in the Nigerian Naira, so if you're outside Nigeria, all you need to do is convert how much you would like to donate from your currency to the Naira. For example, an average cup of coffee is $4, and the conversion is approximately 1,800 Naira. I hope this helps. Thank you again so much for your unwavering support. I can't believe I forgot to tell you what I was drinking. So I'm having soju bombs, which is like my new favorite thing now. Mr. Lip Gloss Mafia got me a couple of bottles of soju and I was, oh my God, I was so excited. The flavor I got were, I think it was cherry. It's cherry that is on the container. So I'm gonna, yeah, cherry and green apples. I got those. So what I do for the soju bomb is, man, how do I explain it? I would normally follow the recipe I see online, but I decided to play mine by ear. So I just put half beer inside a cup and then I put like 2 shots of soju inside the beer and then I gulp it very fast. Yeah, that's a soju bomb. I don't know if I recommend you do this. I don't know if I recall, but it tastes so good. And I've realized that out of all the different beers we have in Nigeria that I've used to test this, Desperado seems to be the best beer to have soju bombs with. So try it. Or if you've used any other beer, let me know. Okay? So now I'm going to answer questions that have been asked. First question is by Z_Lawal. They asked me 2 questions. The first one is, how did you get into Bookstagram? So this one is a very easy one. I've always wanted to talk to people about books, but in my real life, I didn't have a lot of people who were as book obsessed as me. And one time I wandered into a Bookstagrammer's page. I honestly can't even remember who that Bookstagrammer is. But I wandered into a Bookstagrammer's page and I saw the hashtag Bookstagram. And I followed the hashtag and I've never left since then. And that was like 6 years ago. So that's how I got into Bookstagram. It just opened me to a whole world of people who are just as book obsessed and just talk about books nonstop. I was like, oh my God, these are my people. And then I got into it and I made lots and lots of best friends. So yeah, that's how I got into Bookstagram 6 years ago. I followed the hashtag Bookstagram and that was it. They also asked me, how many physical books do you think you have? See, this is a very intelligent question. This person did not say, how many physical books do you have? How many books do you think you have? Physical books. I'm going to say at least four. At least 500. Yeah, I think I have at least 500. Because there was a time I did counting of my physical books. And that was like 3 years ago. I got to 400. Like 400 and something. So with the books I've bought now, I think, yeah, at least 500 for sure. Yep. But I'd never want to count it ever again because it's a very stressful time. Next question is by, I cannot pronounce this name. It's like Entral MD. Yeah, that's the handle. The question is, do you ever get bored reading? I mean, yeah, I do get bored, but that's like a case of the book itself. Like something in the book is just not pulling my attention enough. But like, do I ever get bored of the act of reading? No, I never get bored of reading. I do get bored of some books, but like reading itself, never. Never. I love reading too much. Impoco asked, don't you miss me? Of course I miss you. What do you mean? I miss you. That's how much I miss you. Okay? Anonymous asked, what is your biggest fear? Oh, wow. Right now, it's kidney stones. I follow medical pages on Instagram and I've seen what kidney stones is like and it's one of my biggest fears. I don't want to ever have kidney stones ever. And my second one is dying at home when there's no one. As in, everybody has gone out and I locked the gate and then I die. I just feel like the logistics is going to be really stressful because how are they going to get into the house? They're just going to keep knocking and now they're going to be looking like armed robbers trying to get into their house. I don't the imagery is not very pleasing. So I don't want to die when I'm alone in the house. And I'm talking of like this is my biggest fear right now at this stage in my life. I don't want to die when there's no one at home. So that there'll be somebody to, you know, handle the dead body and stuff. The next question is from Mahu. I've never known how to pronounce this handle. Mahu Essentials. How do you make money from reading? Because the financial commitment for this is becoming something else. Man, I really wish I had the answer. I wish I had the best answer for how to make money from reading. The little places where you can get money from reading is, say, writing book reviews for all these websites that pay. I mean, it's not a lot. You have like $20 here, $50 here. That's how you can make money from reading itself. You can start a service as a beta reader and you get paid. It's also not a lot. You'd have to do a lot of reading. I mean, like reading one person's job might not even be able to pay. Okay, yeah, it will. Okay, one person's job might be able to pay for at least for like five books. depending on how you charge. But yeah, beta reading, you can write book reviews. Those two. Yeah, I think those two are... But the thing is, you also need patience. It's not going to, like, happen immediately. Any other thing, I would just say, get yourself a sugar daddy or sugar mommy. You know, how these things go. Next question is by Bukola Yemi. She asks, by the way, I have interviewed Bukola on this podcast. She's like the book club whisperer. So you should find that episode and listen to it. She's such a joy to chat with. She asked, do you prefer new books or backlisted books or a mix? Yes, I do. I like a mix. I do like discovering new authors, like, at their prime. No, what am I even saying? No, I like discovering new authors. You know, I'd like to read a debut just when they are popping into the scene in my current time or how I am at the moment. So I do like to read new books. I also like to read new books of authors that I love, that I've read their books in the past. And then I also enjoy backlisted books because you find a lot of books in the past by authors who are not writing anymore or who are dead, and there are lots and lots and lots of gems. Lots of gems. I really do like mixed new books and backlist authors or backlisted books. I enjoy a mix. The next question is by Sheila the Bookworm. Hey Sheila! If you were given a chance to change one thing, what would it be? See, this question is very broad. I don't know which angle to attack it from. But if I was given a chance to change one thing, like, in the world. Oh my goodness. I don't know. This is big. This is a big one. I'm going to have to give it some thought, maybe answer it another time, because this one is very big. I don't know which angle to attack it from. Maybe I will ask Sheila herself what part she would like me to pick from, because this is so broad. Okay, so the next question is from Lola.E. How many degrees do you have and from which school? I'm just curious. Okay, so I have a bachelor's degree from University of Abuja. There I studied English literature, and then I have a master's degree from the University of the West of Scotland for creative media practice, and then I have an online postgraduate degree. I have an online MA. From the University of Stirling. That's also in Scotland. So both of them were Scotland, MA. And that one is for comparative literature. Masters in comparative literature. Yeah, I've read too many books. Honestly. I'm balls deep into the book world. The next question is by book_Nashio. It feels like nation, but without the N. Can we be friends? Of course, we can be friends. I thought we're already friends. And the next question and last question is from Anonymous. People take social media breaks. Have you ever tried taking a break from reading? Yes. Yes, the last time I took a break from reading was when I finished my second master's degree. That's the one, comparative literature. And I really had to take a break because I was tired of dissecting literature. I wasn't reading for pleasure anymore. So I just took a break for like two, three years. And I just stopped reading books in that period. And then eventually I came back to it. But since then, no, I've never needed, that's the thing, yeah. I've never needed to take a break from reading. And yeah. That's it. I hope I have answered the questions as best as I can. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. See you next time. That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have, and you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lip Gloss Mafia. That's LipGlossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye!